A third section of the 93-mile Lamoille Valley Rail Trail is on track to be built next year. And as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, support for the project is gaining steam.
Good afternoon on a beautiful afternoon right here in sunny Vermont.
Last month, at a press conference in Hardwick, Governor Phil Scott and Senator Patrick Leahy were among those singing the praises of the Lamoille Valley Rail Trail. The trail is being developed by VAST, the Vermont Association of Snow Travelers. When finished, it will stretch from St. Johnsbury to Swanton. The old rail bed will be a snowmobile route across northern Vermont in the winter and open for non-motorized recreation the rest of the year. Lamoille County Senator Rich Westman says the trail is spurring the recreational economy in his district, which is already home to two major ski areas.
There's a whole culture and group of businesses developing around the rail trail, and I think it's awesome.
Westman says the state has earmarked $1 million per year over the next 5 years for the trail from its bike and pedestrian grant program. And he says the state has upped its share of the matching grant from 50-50 to 80-20. That's good news for potential donors.
It's hard to find some place where you can put 20 cents in and make 80 cents just like that. And in this case, that will happen.
So when VAST was awarded a $200,000 Northern Borders Commission grant at the press event in Hardwick, Executive Director Cindy Locke knew she has $1 million coming her way.
We have received $200,000, which will help us with our match with the state to draw down $800,000 from the state. And this will help us to develop the section of the trail from Swanton to Sheldon next summer.
So far, VAST has opened sections of trail at the east end from St. Johnsbury to Danville and in the middle from Morristown to Cambridge. But a lot of time and money has been tied up in the permitting process. In a controversial ruling, the state decided the trail fell under Act 250 jurisdiction. VAST is challenging that ruling before the Federal Surface Transportation Board, saying federal law preempts Act 250 review. But Senator Westman says that dispute may soon be settled.
It appears we're on the verge of the agreement for Act 250 that will take the rail trail out of the Act 250 process, which to this point they've spent between $500,000 and $600,000 on legal fees and the work to get through Act 250 for that trail.
The state's currently reviewing public comments on the settlement and could still alter or withdraw from the agreement. But if it stands, Locke says VAST will be able to move forward more quickly with trail construction. In addition to stabilizing the rail bed and laying down a stay mat surface, there are 42 bridges to repair or replace along the trail.
But we are still going through all the other state permitting that we have to. And it will say in the contract that if we did do something disastrously wrong as far as development goes, that we could still fall back into the original definition of Act 250.
But Locke says she doesn't think that will be a problem.
So far, we have no strikes against us for any permitting lacks on any of the sections we've opened. So we're very confident that this will work out well for us.
VAST leases the rail corridor from the state, and Westman says he's glad that both parties have found a way to work together to improve what, for years, has been an underutilized state asset.
So VAST is really doing the state's work in many respects on a trail resource that when it gets built, there may be a 20-year lease with VAST, but the state owns the resource, so it is a state resource. And I think the partnership between VAST and the state now recognizes that partnership.
Once next summer's construction is finished on the western end of the trail, nearly 45 miles of the rail trail will be open. VAST hopes to raise $3 million over the next 3 years. That, along with the state's match, should be enough to finish the trail and cover its maintenance. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.